Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Bonnie Colleen, the host of Seeing Beyond. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Remember that we will continue to be with you throughout the holidays, including throughout New Year's, and according to our schedule. So all you need to do to find out who our pioneering guests are for that week is simply go to seeingbeyond.com, click on calendar, and you'll see who to expect. Also, speaking of expectations, remember we always publish our predictions for the next year on December 31st at midnight, so watch for those. Let's hear what Lance has to say about our Skywatch for today, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, December 1st. Start your engines. Uranus, the planet that rules changes, ends a long retrograde cycle today. There are no retrogrades in the heavens as of 12:27 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. All planets in our zodiac will be in direct motion. This is a rare situation in the Skywatch, something that hasn't happened yet in 2009, and it suggests a time of high energy and power here on Earth. This is also a day of grace, and green lights come on for work or play at 6:23 a.m. as the moon enters clever Gemini, while curious Mercury lines up in harmony with psychic Neptune at 6:53 a.m. Ah, yes, good news is in the air today. Check in with the people who can help you. A full moon will light up the evening sky. Talk out your ideas with friends and make some notes. This rare time when all planets are in direct motion will end on December 20th, when Mars begins to back up on the bases, followed by Mercury retrograde on December 26th. Best then to handle important business and chores before these two retrograde cycles begin and times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And again, I am Bonnie Colleen, and yes, 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 I know that today is November 30th, not December 1st, so you got a preview of what's going to be happening tomorrow. And there's some very interesting Skywatch for today, November 30th. So all you need to do is go to seeingbeyond.com, click on Skywatch, and you'll be able to read that. And if you're able to listen to us from 10 to 11 this morning when we'll be back on, we'll be playing November 30th, Skywatch. We've got a wonderful hour for you, and especially after Thanksgiving and before the rest of the holiday season really sets in, we're going to be talking about us and our health with Patrice Pfister-Janig. She's worked over 23 years in the highly demanding legal system as a court reporter and experienced numerous health challenges while she did that. As a result, she sought ways to create a more healthful and balanced life. In February 2000, Patrice was drawn to attend the first healing workshop given by Dr. Eric Pearl in San Francisco. During the seminar, Patrice experienced a dramatic improvement in her scoliosis when she volunteered for a demonstration of reconnective healing by Eric Pearl. From that point on, her life was never the same. Patrice knew that she was meant to learn and share this incredible work. Since late 2000, she has traveled throughout the world assisting at seminars to bring reconnective healing and the reconnection to as many people on the planet as possible. Well, I think the personal story is the greatest teacher, and what a dramatic one you have, Patrice. That is really phenomenal. You know, I've known several people. I mean, I don't know how many court reporters are out there, but I've known at least three of them. And every single one of them has had health problems because of the intensity of the work. You've got to be absolutely accurate. And I also think it's because you have to be so still. You have to sit for hours on end. And I can't even imagine You having done that with scoliosis, that must have just been horrible. Welcome to the program, and flesh out that story for us just a little bit. I mean, you got my curiosity. What happened at that event?
Oh, well, it was pretty amazing. By the way, hi, Bonnie.
Hi there.
Nice to talk to you again.
Good talking to you, too. You've been traveling all over the world, which is why it's been a while since you've been on the program.
Yeah, just got back from Amsterdam, where we did some reconnective healing seminars, reconnection, and had a huge mastery conference. Anyway, it was really, really great. But do you want to hear about the story?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you piqued our interest with what you wrote, but seriously, it's unusual to have something that dramatic happen in such a short period of time. Tell us about that.
It truly was. I had scoliosis, and you are right. It was very grueling to be sitting there writing, doing the court reporting, having to be totally intent on paying attention, listening carefully, which causes stress, plus my body was always in pain, which led to a lot of physical problems. So I did go to this healing seminar in February 2000 where Dr. Eric Pearl was teaching reconnective healing, and as he still does to this day, he asks for audience members that have some kind of a physical limitation of motion or something that the audience can see that could possibly be made to change. He called me and another gal up that also had a pretty severe scoliosis, and what he had us do was try to put our arm behind our back, and my right arm would not go behind my back more than just barely touching the fingertips behind my back on the right arm because I had also a twist to my scoliosis where my right shoulder came down and forward. So anyway, the other gal had basically almost the same condition I did. And Dr. Pearl just talked a bit and talked about reconnective healing, this new form of healing on the planet, and waved his hands around. And I'm thinking, oh, brother, what's happening here? Nothing, probably. And when he got finished, about 10 minutes later, he asked the other gal to see if she could put her hand behind her back. And she tried, and there was no change. So I thought, well, gee, it's not going to happen for me either. And he asked me to do the same thing, and my arm went up behind my back all the way up to my elbow. And I just went, oh, my God, I could not believe it. It was such a dramatic change. I had been struggling with lack of range of motion and pain for so long, and all of a sudden, within minutes, I had range of motion back. So I went home from that seminar, and my life changed. So I knew I had to pursue this work, which I did. And I became a reconnected healing practitioner, started practicing also the two-session process called the reconnection, and started helping with seminars later on that year in 2000. And as you said, I've been traveling around the world teaching and facilitating healing sessions and the reconnection ever since.
Eric Pearl has become really worldwidely known, has great reputation. I think I was one of the very first people who ever interviewed him. He has an fascinating story, and we can't go into all the details of it, but tell a little bit about how Eric Pearl discovered reconnective healing.
Well, Eric was a chiropractor, and about 12 years into his chiropractic practice, he went and had some, quote, energy work done, and after that, his patients started having amazing healings on the table. They were able to, you know, they had physical healings, mental, spiritual, emotional healings, and some of them began reporting that when they went home, like their lights would flicker on and off or the TV would go on and off, and then they were noticing people around them started having healings. And so Eric got very curious about what was going on and began to research what was going on and found that in reality, this was a new form of healing that was actually occurring and that it was able to be transmitted from person to person. Thus, he found that he was also able to teach this work. So that's why we can teach it to others, as well as becoming practitioners, doing the practice ourselves. We can teach others to be able to facilitate healing sessions for other people, which is just an amazing thing.
So I know it's kind of hard to describe something that would be much easier to demonstrate or for the listener to experience, but as best you can put it into words, what is reconnective healing?
Well, let's say it's a new form of healing here on the planet for the very first time. We're accessing a whole new bandwidth of frequencies of not just energy, but now we're also accessing light and information. We're working through this field that's around us. You know, Lynn McTaggart talks about the field in her book. I'm sure you've all heard of that. And we're working through this field through what's called, this is going to get kind of maybe too technical, but it's called the axiatonal system, mm-hmm. which connects our systems, our bioenergetic systems, all of our acupuncture lines, meridians, more fully to the planet and more fully to the universe, allowing for more information, light and information and energy to come through. And somehow it connects us to our perfect selves, that is our self that is fully healed. And somehow our body remembers what that's like and is able to heal. That's the easiest way I can put it.
So Eric Pearl is a chiropractor. He is a doctor. Anything else you want to add about his story? Because it's so fascinating how he not only discovered this, but how he went out there in the world. Just, you know, I think a lot of us would be going, oh, my gosh, who am I? How can I do this? Talk a little bit about how Eric decided that he could do it, would do it, and is really a channel for reconnective healing.
Well, you know, Eric is an amazing man. He gave up a very, very successful practice. He had a practice down in Southern California. He was the chiropractor to the stars, basically. He was in Hollywood. And it was like the second or third biggest practice. And he made a lot of money. And when he found this work, he knew that it was his calling, that he had to do it. There's a little bit of, what do we call those strange electrical disturbances?
Mention Eric, that's what happens.
We were talking about Eric, I know. He was checking in with us.
Hi, so, Eric.
That's Eric. Anyway, so what was I saying? He gave up his practice to go out and share this work and to teach this work and to spread it around the world. He's a very charismatic person, and he's a very determined person, and I think the universe chose Eric because they knew that he was one that would actually do this, because it is part of the evolution of the planet. It's very important that this work gets out to the world.
He's got an incredible energy, and part of what is so appealing about him is that he's got a lot of humor attached to what he does. I mean, he's not serious all the time, and I think that that is a good teacher, don't you?
Oh, I agree. He is very, very witty. And actually, he's very brilliant. But by attaching humor, we can reach more people, I think, because healing is, people take it so seriously, and there's all these rituals, and actually, what Eric calls, we all call fear-based rituals around healing, that you have to do certain things, and you have to be pure and perfect to become a healer. And this is so different than that. And we as healers. On the new paradigm of healing, it's not coming through us as human beings. We are just facilitating and allowing for these frequencies to be interacted with. So as a healer, we don't have to take it so seriously. We don't have to, like Eric says, sit on top of a hill in Tibet and eat dirt with chopsticks for 10 years. You know, you don't have to really do all those things that healing practitioners thought they had to do in the past. So actually just the fact that we are here on the planet and we are human beings, that's all it really takes for us to be able to be healers, because
what
we
I
really
love
already
about,
are.
What I love about you, Patrice, is that you actually acted on the information that you were being given. I mean, you're actually out there doing the work yourself. How did you first hear about Eric Pearl?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. That was back in 1994. He was on a TV show called Seeing Beyond. Not Seeing Beyond. What was it called? That's you. The Other Side. Other Side. And it was a TV show that was, if you can imagine, back in the mid-90s, it had, you know, healers and psychics and that type of people. And it was almost like a debunking type of show. You know, it was like, here's these people that can do these wonderful things. Are they for real?
Mm-hmm.
So I had seen this this video of that show that my sister had given me, because she was always trying to help me find ways to get better, because she knew I was always in pain and had, you know, these physical things going on. And so I saw him on this video. That's how I first saw him. And we actually went down to Southern California to try to look up Dr. Pearl, and things just didn't fall into place. It wasn't time yet. So later on in 1999, Eric was on the Art Bell show, the Coast to Coast radio show,
mm-hmm.
and my sister heard him and called me up and said, "That guy, I heard his voice again. It's that guy, it's that Dr. Pearl. He's going to teach a seminar in San Francisco." And the funny thing is, Bonnie, that I, at this point in my life, I had already decided that I was going to go to some kind of a healing seminar, and I had chosen something else. And I was signed up for something else, a different technique, which reconnective healing is not a technique. And I had signed up for something else that was at the same time as the seminar that Eric was teaching, so I told my sister no, I wasn't going, I had other plans. And she lived 4 hours from me up in Tahoe, so she didn't see me face-to-face, but for some reason she dropped a brochure in the mail to me about this seminar. And I can remember going to my mailbox, I remember pulling out the seminar brochure and seeing the Eric seminar on there, and I honestly don't remember anything from that point to when I was on the phone with my sister saying, "Okay, I've made other plans, I'm going with you."
And that is amazing.
You know,
I love these kinds of stories where people don't just listen, they hear. They don't just look, they see. And you people listening out there can have a chance to meet Patrice. A great way to meet her at one of our favorite places, East West Books. It's one of those free evenings this Friday, or next Friday, December 11th, the Living Light Cinema, The Living Matrix. She's going to be showing that, and you'll be finding out the latest research in bioenergetic medicine and how it can transform your understanding of how to get well and stay well in this fascinating and inspiring new documentary featuring Dr. Eric Pearl. And then she'll be returning on Saturday, December 12th, for some reconnective healing sessions. Now, if you want more information, you can go to eastwest.com or call them at 800-909-6161. That's 800-909-6161. We're going to dip out for a quick break, and we'll be back seeing beyond. Stephen Halpern is a visionary composer, recording artist, and pioneering sound healer whose music radiates healing energies of light and love each time it is played. And the good news is that he's returning to East West Books in Mountain View for his annual December program, which is always a highlight of the season. You'll learn how to attune to the quantum field of infinite possibilities through healing music Friday, December 4th, 7:30 p.m., East West Books. Do call them for your reservation, 650-988-9800, just $10, 650-988-9800. This may be your last chance to see internationally acclaimed recording artist and sound healer Stephen Halpern for another 12 months. Stephen's work is featured in the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and he'll share insider's insights on why his music is included among the recommended resources. He'll also share practical insights that will help you harness the healing power of sound and music for physical health and well-being and spiritual growth. That's Stephen Halpern, East West Books in Mountain View, Friday, December 4th, 7:30 p.m. Call for your reservation, 650-988-9800.
East West Bookshop in Mountain View is pleased to be one of the sponsors of Seeing Beyond with Bonnie Colleen. You are invited to check out the East West Bookshop website to see a complete calendar of their upcoming author events and much more. You can take a virtual tour of their beautiful store and browse the aisles right online. You can read book reviews, spoken word reviews, video reviews, and music reviews. You'll find reviews with authors and lecturers and links to other interesting and useful sites. So bookmark www.eastwest.com and visit often.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And and the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores nationwide, or order online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
We are back, and we are here with Patrice Pfister Janig. In the summer of 2006, she was honored to be the first graduate of the Teacher Development Program. Patrice has private healing practice located an hour north of San Francisco in Windsor, California. She offers sessions of reconnective healing either in person or by distance. She offers the two-session process called the reconnection, which must be done in person, and practitioner mentoring. Patrice also assists qualified practitioners in obtaining certified practitioner status and facilitates semi-private level 3 classes. You can call her at 707-953-9934. That's 707-953-9934. Or you can email her at heartlight, that's heart, L-I-G-H-T, 2001@AOL.com. Let's go into a little more detail about what you're going to be doing at East West Books. First of all, Friday, December 11th, this is a movie. Talk about that.
Okay, well, The Living Matrix is a film that was released this last March, and it's a book, it's a movie that features over 16 leaders in bioenergetics, and of course, Eric Pearle is one of them. It's talking about, well, the new paradigm of healing and how we access this field of consciousness, the mind-body connection, and it features the reconnective healing, which is different than that because we are moving beyond even mind and body. Reconnective healing doesn't even need the conscious mind to work, which is somewhat different. But the film starts out with the story of Eric. It happened, about a year and a half ago. We were in Greece, and Eric did a talk in a town called Thessaloniki. And I was down in Athens at the time and heard about it because we were going to be doing a seminar in Athens. And Eric had worked on this young boy who had cerebral palsy. And I think he was about 4 or 5, probably about 4 years old then. His name was Demetrius or Dimitri. And you'll see the film and you'll see this little boy, but I actually got to meet him. We were in Athens, and Eric had the mother bring the boy down to Athens so he could present the story to the audience there. And the mother actually took the seminars with us, too. But the little boy had cerebral palsy, and his legs were in braces. He walked so his heels couldn't touch the ground, so he couldn't really walk well. He couldn't go up and down stairs without, you know, sliding on his little rear end. And anyway, so we were there in Athens, and this is my version of the story because this is what I saw. And Eric was up on stage, and the little boy and his mother was in the audience, and he asked for little Dimitri to come up to the stage. And here comes this little child running up the aisle. He couldn't run before Eric had seen him in Thessaloniki, but he came running up the aisle, and he jumped up onto the stage, and Eric put him on the massage table, and he was grinning from ear to ear. Now, what had happened in Thessaloniki was Eric had done a talk, and after the talk, a mother and father brought their little boy up to him and asked if Eric could do some healing on their son who had cerebral palsy. He couldn't. His legs were, like I told you, he couldn't hold a cup in his hand because his hand was in that formation where kind of you know how CP patients have that deformity kind of in their hand, and he couldn't speak clearly. Eric worked on him for just 4 or 5 minutes, and he had to leave the room. And after that, the child actually got up and ran, and the mother had to chase him for the first time in her life or his life. The mom had to chase the child. So that is what happened in Thessaloniki, and that's what Eric was showing down in Athens. So we saw this little boy there on the massage table, grinning from ear to ear, so excited. Eric pulled up his pant legs, and the child was still wearing the leg braces. And Eric kind of said, well, what are you doing with these on? And he took off the leg braces and had the child run up and down the aisle again. It was the most beautiful thing to see that child's face, his eyes just glowing, his smile from ear to ear. And you'll see the child and hear the story beginning the Living Matrix movie. So it's such an inspirational beginning. The movie shows different healing stories, different techniques, different modalities, and lots of good explanation about ideas in quantum physics and bioenergetics that make it a little more comprehensible to the general public. So it's a really good film for anyone to come see and get a better understanding of this new paradigm of healing that we're in now.
Oh, that story is just amazing. I can't even imagine being the mother of that. So this is free of charge, December 11th. That's a Friday evening. Living Light Cinema, The Living Matrix, 7:30 p.m. It's free, mm-hmm. but they do ask you to call to reserve a space, so call East West Books for that at 800-909-6161. That's East West Bookstore, downtown Mountain View, 800-909-6161. Then you'll be returning the next day, Saturday, December 12th, and what's going to be happening there?
Well, I'm offering reconnected healing sessions on Saturday. The bookstore has arranged for me to come there, and they'll have the massage table there. And people can sign up through the bookstore, that same number you've been giving, to have healing sessions. And I will be offering, I normally do reconnected healing sessions. They take 45 minutes or so, and 30 minutes of that you're actually on the massage table where I'm actively doing the healing session with you. Normally I charge $150 for these, and at the bookstore on Saturday, I'll be doing them for $100. For the session. So that's what I'll be doing. And reconnected healing sessions, they're a hands-off session, so I'm not actually touching you, and you're fully dressed, lying on the massage table. You just close your eyes and relax, and after the session, we'll talk a little bit about your experience, what you may have felt or not felt, or what happened for you, if anything. The healing session ends at that point when we stop. However, the healing continues to unfold over time. So it's not something that when I stop, it stops. The reconnective healing continues. And so healings may happen instantaneously or within, you know, hours, days, or weeks following. And they occur on all levels. So it's not just physical that we're looking for. We may be looking for it, but that may be not what happens for us. It's going to be on whatever level is appropriate for you, which may be mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and always it's a combination thereof. Any illness we know is a combination of all those components. But it may be on some level that isn't apparent to us like physical is. So we never really know what kind of healing is going to occur, but we do know that something does occur, whatever's appropriate for that person.
Well, and I think it's such a wonderful place to do these kinds of healings. East West Bookstore, that's in downtown Mountain View, and this will be taking place Saturday, December 12th. Do call East West Books to reserve your space to have an appointment with Patrice, 800-909-6161. And a great time right before the big holiday season starts. The big holiday rush, 800-909-6161. Patrice is also planning to return to this area in January 2010 to offer healing sessions at a special price for Seeing Beyond listeners. She will also offer the reconnection, so call 707-953-9934 for details. That's 707-953-9934. But you do have a special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners who call you before January 1st. Talk about that.
Oh, I'm going to offer healing sessions for Seeing Beyond listeners that call before January 1st, or you can call on New Year's Day if you really want to, at the price of $100 instead of $150, which is my normal fee for a healing session. And again, these can be done by distance, or they can be done in person. I cannot reduce the fee for the reconnection. It's $333 for the two sessions for the reconnection, and that there's a vibration that goes with reconnection, which is the 333 vibration. So that we've agreed, all of us that do the reconnection, it's part of that is the 333. So I can't offer discounts on that, but I can do what I would like to do with the healing session. So I'd really like to offer all of your listeners that discount of a third off, $100 instead of $150 for healing sessions.
And again, you can do this over the telephone, which just sounds amazing.
Well, actually, we don't even need a telephone. This is done, and we don't need telephone wires or telephone lines or because it works outside of space and time, and it works through this field, this interconnectedness that we all have. So we just contact each other by telephone and actually hang up the telephone, and the person will just relax, just like they're with me at a healing session, and I do the same. I will be facilitating a healing session with that person's essence with me, even though they're not physically there. And the results are the same as if they were in person. It's just amazing.
Well, put out your phone number so the people can reach you, Patrice.
Okay, it's 707-953-9934, and that's my mobile phone.
All righty, and so you can reach her right away at that, 707-953-9934. We're going to go into more details about this amazing kind of healing called reconnection healing, discovered by, channeled by, however you want to say it, Eric Pearl in the 90s. So stay with us as we continue to see beyond. 2010 is almost here. You have time to reevaluate your life. You've been looking for a new career that gives you the ability to help yourself and others make incredible life changes, changes that are self-empowering, healing, and very fulfilling. Therapeutic hypnosis is rewarding work that transforms a person's life easily and continuously. Call the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy at 650-321-6419. That's 650-321-6419. Or visit them at PASOH.com. And the good news is that they have $100 off for Seeing Beyond listeners. Just mention Seeing Beyond. Their open house, free of charge, is going to be taking place January 6th, 6:30 to 8. And their new Hypnotherapy 101 classes are beginning Wednesday, January 13th. Call for more information, 650-321-6419.
Colonies of friendly bacteria in our intestinal tract are absolutely crucial to digestion, health, and vitality. Hi, I'm Artie Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. I recommend nurturing these good bacteria every single day. There's no better way to do that than with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's a rich complex of specialized bacteria and powerful biogenic substances that rebalance your unique blend of intestinal bacteria. It's safe for everyone, even infants and the elderly. The capsules are vegetarian, all natural, and do not need refrigeration. That makes them perfect for travel. One in the morning, one at night will optimize your intestinal health, and it'll keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores nationwide, or order online at probiotics12.com. Probiotics12.com. That's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Are you looking for that true connection to someone special? Are you ready for compatibility that will develop into a lasting relationship? Introducing astrologydating.com, the premier astrology-based dating site, providing deep, insightful matches through their unique astro technology. Astrologydating.com separates itself from other dating sites by using your full astrological chart to provide you with a unique match to someone special. They also help you to understand how the planets affect your relationship style so you can continue to learn about yourself. Try astrologydating.com and discover the power of astro matching technology. And for the first 50 Seeing Beyond listeners who respond to this ad, you'll receive a free lifetime membership. That's www.astrologydating.com. Find your match in the stars. We're talking about a special kind of healing with our guest this hour, Patrice. And she is here talking about what's known as reconnective healing. Her name is Patrice Pfister Janig, and she is with us to share not only stories but insights into what reconnective healing is. So you became involved in this because you actually attended one of Eric's seminars. You felt like you had your own healing, and it almost sounds like you couldn't do anything but. Talk a little bit more about your own personal healing story.
Okay, well, after that happened, I had a shift in my scoliosis, yes, and I had been going to a chiropractor a couple times a week just to maintain enough flexibility that I wasn't in constant pain and I could continue to do my court reporting job. And it was interesting because after that seminar, I didn't go to the chiropractor. I just totally canceled my next appointment and didn't make any further appointments. And about a month later, the chiropractor's office called and said, Patrice, where are you? What's going on? And I said, well, I don't need you anymore, but I miss you, so I'll make an appointment and come see you. So I went to my chiropractor, and he adjusted me, and I adjusted really easily. And he looked at me, and he said, what happened to you? And I told him about the seminar and what had happened. And I said, I'm going to make another appointment, and this time I'm going to do something for you. So I came and I actually did some reconnected healing with my chiropractor. And he acknowledged that he could feel something, and he's very into the brain, and he was trying to figure out how it worked, and which he thought, it, you know, he could figure out sort of why it worked, and he could feel something. And so that was that. And I continued to try to do court reporting for a little while there. And I was real apprehensive about starting my own healing practice because I'd never done it before, and I didn't really know where to start. So the universe kind of took over. I received a phone call a few months later, and it was my chiropractor. And his wife had been in an automobile accident and had ruptured one of the discs in her neck and had herniated another. And they had been to the doctors, and the surgeons wanted to do neck surgery. And he said, Patrice, whatever that stuff is that you do, let's try it. And so I saw his wife, and we did healing sessions. And the first session, she had significant improvement. She was having so much pain that her arm was like kind of curled up, and her arm straightened out a bit, and she was able to stand upright for longer than 3 or 4 minutes at a time because she couldn't stand up. She was in so much pain. By the way, she had a 4-month-old baby, too, to take care of, as well as another child. So she had her hands full. Anyway, we did 3 reconnective healing sessions, and after the 3rd session, she was healed.
That is just amazing. And yet, maybe I shouldn't say it's just amazing. What do you say to people who say, that's just amazing?
I know, I agree. Actually, you know, it still continues. After almost 10 years, I am still blown away by the things that I see. It still amazes me because it's wonderful. It's magnificent. It's like miracles every day. But we know that miracles are just things that happen that we don't fully understand, you know. So I still think it's amazing. Now we've got scientific research going on that is proving things that we've already been experiencing. So, a lot of that will be covered in the Living Matrix film, a lot of the science behind it. But reconnective healing itself, we've been having research going on for several years. It's really exciting because we're actually going to have something published in a scientific journal now for the first publication, which takes a lot to get something published, and it's being published by a researcher in Russia, so it'll be in Russian for all of us to read. His name is Konstantin Korotkov, Korotkov, if anybody wants to look him up online. But he's been doing research at some of our seminars and conferences. And then also William Tiller. You probably remember William Tiller from What the Bleep Do We Know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a professor at Stanford, and he's done a lot of scientific research. And then also Gary Schwartz at University of Arizona has done quite a bit, and there have been others. But we are getting a lot of documentation, a lot of research about reconnective healing, about not only what it does to the human being, you know, the changes physically in us, but also to our energetic fields and also to the locations, to the rooms. We actually condition space before we get there, and the space changes while we're there, and it remains changed for quite some time after we leave. And also, we've got studies that we don't have publication. I can't really say this for a fact because it's not published, but we have done measurements of people that actually just come to our seminars. They do measurements before they come into the room through the weekend, and then when they leave, and people, yes, are significantly changed just by being in the room. So it's pretty, there's a lot of fascinating research on that.
Now, how does reconnective healing differ from other healing modalities, and how is it similar?
Well, it's similar. Well, there's a lot of energy techniques that are on the planet, and have been here for quite some time. What's different about reconnective healing is it's not just energy anymore. We're accessing a whole new bandwidth, a whole new spectrum that includes light and information. So, yes, reconnective healing does bring through the same things that energy techniques bring through, and so much more, so much more. So we are accessing this whole bandwidth of energy, light, information, and what's different is that we aren't doing anything. We aren't picking which technique we want to use. We're just accessing everything, and the universe, God, love, universe, whatever word you want to use, chooses what's appropriate for that person, and that will come through. So there's a whole different way of healing where we have to just get out of the way and not let ourselves be involved in the process, so to speak. You know, so we're not diagnosing, we're not treating, we're not using specific techniques. We're just allowing for this whole new bandwidth of light, energy, information, frequency, color, vibration, sound to come through and allow the person to heal on what other levels are appropriate, whatever level is appropriate. So it's not like this is better than other techniques. It's just different. It's just what's appropriate for the person comes through. So,
Patrice, you're going to be at East West Books Friday evening, December 11th. That's free. And then you're also going to be returning on December 12th to do some reconnective healings. Why don't you flush that out a little bit and give our listeners information as well as invite them to be there with you.
Okay. So like Bonnie just said, for Friday night, the Living Matrix movie, if you would like to come, please call East West Bookstores and save your space. The movie starts at 7:30, and you need to be there a little bit early. I will be there to just talk just a little bit before, and I will stay on afterwards to answer your questions. And if you want to, you know, sign up for healing sessions or whatever, but you can. But those spaces are going to fill up pretty fast on Saturday. So if you want to reserve a space on Saturday, go ahead and call the bookstore and ask about that. Also, I like Bonnie said, I'll be coming back in January. I think I'm going to come back that first weekend. The 2nd and 3rd of January, maybe the 4th, so that I can facilitate healings and reconnections, because the reconnection takes 2 days. I will be in, I'll be doing level 3 classes too. I should tell you about the seminars, because if people want to learn this, next weekend we're going to be having a seminar in South Africa, so you can go there. No, just kidding. We are having one, but that's a long way to go. We are having one in Sedona, Arizona. And that's this coming weekend, December 5th and 6th. And then after you take that, that's the Reconnected Healing class. We can offer you level 3, which is to learn to do the reconnection. And those are the small classes that I teach personally, and I'll be teaching that in Austin, Texas, January 9th and 10th. And then I'll be doing another one up in Northern California, probably February, March of next year. To register for those classes, you can call the reconnection at 1-888-ERIC-PEARL, E-R-I-C-P-E-A-R-L, or go to www.thereconnection.com. But for this weekend, it would be a great opportunity to get a taste of the work. The movie's fantastic, and it's free, so that's like a must-do. And Saturday to have a healing session is a really good opportunity to actually interact with the frequencies, see what changes you do notice within yourself. Maybe you'll decide that you want to become a practitioner, or maybe you'll want to just experience more sessions. I will have gift certificates available if you want to give the gift of healing to your family or friends for Christmas, maybe for when I come back down, if you want to do it in person, or else, like we talked about, I can always do it by distance. Not over the phone lines, but by distance. So that's what's going on this weekend and coming up soon with me and my life and the reconnection.
Well, as I said, you travel all over the world. I mean, you got a taste of Eric Pearl's reconnection, and that was the end of your life as you knew it. And that's true, Patrice, of so many of the people that appear here on Seeing Beyond. They have what we call a metanoia, a complete revamping, a rechanging of their life, their worldview. As I said, when I discovered metaphysics, my life changed from black and white to color. So a great deal of experiences that you can have with Patrice Pfister Janig, especially East West Bookstore, again for the movie on December 11th, for the Reconnective Healing sessions on December 12th. Call them directly for reservations for those. You will need a reservation, even though the movie is free, just to make sure you've got a seat. 800-909-6161, 800-909-6161. Put out your number again, Patrice, for people who might want to connect with you about a healing session and at your reduced rate.
Yeah, okay, my cell phone number is 707-953-9934, and the email, of course, is heartlight2001@aol.com. And, yes, I will be traveling around even this month, so the cell phone might be easier to reach me at. You can also call this. I'll give you a landline just in case the cell phone gets filled up, and this number is 707-838-0340. That's 707-838-0340, and that'll get you on a landline in case it has happened that my cell phone, whatever the memory on in it, gets filled up and you can't leave messages. So there's an alternate number if you want to use that one.
Well, and of course, Patrice's contact information is right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just go to seeingbeyond.com, click on guests, and you'll see information from many of the people who have been on the program. We keep that information up on our site for 1 year. We've got one more segment. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
Hai Chi energy jewelry is beautiful and feels beautiful on. A synergy of ancient Egyptian and cutting-edge technologies, Hai Chi energy not only protects from negative EMFs from cell phones and computers, but even negative energies from others. Hai Chi energy transforms negative harmful energies into beautiful life force energy, lifting your resonance and creating a wonderful sense of well-being. The ancient Egyptians believed these same energies created gateways to the divine. Let yourself be lifted. For a limited time, Seeing Beyond clients will receive 20% off all jewelry. That's 20% off all jewelry. Simply type in Seeing Beyond when you're on the order line and order online at HaiChi.com. That's HaiChi.com or call 415-868-9050. That's 415-868-9050. Would make a wonderful holiday gift.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Are you having problems meeting the right man? Time and time again, you date and get into relationships, only to find that at the end of the day, you don't have the things in common that really count. Trust me, you're not alone. Patricia Fugua's Manifest Your Soulmate starts by teaching you about your own self through self-reflection. Then you can connect with the right man easily and naturally. Sign up now at eastwest.com for the December 3rd and 5th talk and seminar. The first 25 talk registrants get Patricia's booklet of 102 dating tips. Seminar participants get a copy of her book, Manifesting Your Soulmate. So again, that's East West Books, December 3rd and 5th for a talk and seminar. Call them for your reservations at 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Seeing Beyond.
Yes, speaking of our schedule, I want to remind you that we'll be on today from 10 to 11 a.m., so I hope that you can join us. I'm Bonnie Culling. We're talking about us and our health today with our guests, and we're really kind of letting you know not only her story, but what could be your story? Her name is Patrice Pfister Janig, and again, she can be reached at 707-953-9934. We've talked a lot about reconnective healing and physical disorders, problems, diseases, that sort of thing, but what about mental, emotional?
Right, right. Like I said, this works on all levels of our being, and yes, this can help people with mental and emotional imbalances. You know, the healing is bringing a person into balance, and if there's a mental or an emotional imbalance, this can often help that. So, you know, I can't say what it will do for any particular case because everybody's different and everybody's healing will manifest the way it's supposed to for them. But I have seen cases, for example, where someone that had a schizophrenia, they didn't completely get cured, so to speak, but their medication was able to be reduced by 3/4. So improvement to that extent is very, very, very dramatic for the person. Emotional, you know, actually, sometimes what's interesting, and you know, when we're working in this kind of field, the universe really does take over sometimes. I will get people that come to me with physical problems, and that's the way they got to me, because they had a physical problem. Then they will report to me, "Gee, Patrice, it was great that you know, that my knee tendon that, you know, that was torn repaired itself like that. But the most amazing thing during that session was is I had this revelation that the miscommunication that I've had with my mother for the last 20 years really didn't matter. So I called her and we've mended our relationship. That's more important to me than the knee problem. So sometimes what I'm saying is sometimes the universe gives us a physical problem in order to get us to do something about it so that we can have the healing we really, really, really need, which is something that could be mental, emotional, or spiritual. So that's the type of things that often happen, is that the physical are the things that actually get people to take action, and then the mental or emotional are the ones that follow and come through.
That is great. You know, we have, so many things on the rise in this country when it comes to disease. I'll just pick one out of the ethers, diabetes. Even children are getting early onset diabetes. Will reconnective healing work, let's say, on diabetes?
Again, you know, reconnective healing can work on anything, really. Again, healing is coming into a state of balance, and any imbalance can manifest as any kind of disease or ailment. And so what happens is, you know, you might have three people with the same disorder, and each of them will have a different healing. So I can't ever say if it will work on a specific illness or ailment for any person, because what it's doing is it's working on their whole being. So yes, there's not anything that you could probably come up with that I couldn't say I haven't heard of reconnective healing helping, because it does work. It can work on absolutely anything, because it's not about treating a specific disease. It's about allowing the person to come back into balance, thus allowing
the disappearance
of symptoms.
Yeah, that is so important. How many sessions would a person need?
Oh, you know, that's what's another interesting thing about reconnective healing. We recommend only having one, two, or maybe three sessions. The third session often is somehow the magical session. But after three sessions, we don't have people come back and come back and come back. It's not treatment or therapy like that. It's, you know, once you've had your one, two, or three sessions, we allow the healing to unfold and for your healing to unfold and for you to take on, do your own healing. It's you doing the healing. It's not the healer. It's not me doing the healing. It's God, love, universe, and you. And so we don't want you to depend on the healer thinking that we're doing it for you, because it's not about me. It's not about the healer. It's about your healing, what's meant for you. So, you know, three healing sessions and you're off. And if that specific thing doesn't clear up, you know, right away or in the next few months, you know, possibly there are other levels or layers of your being that are being worked on, we can say worked on, that need to be taken care of before that specific problem may or may not lessen or go away. So 1 to 3 healing sessions.
And then after that, if you want to come back for something else, a new issue arises, you know, a new injury, you can come back for another series of 1 to 3 healing sessions. So, but just so that you know, it's not like ongoing all the time. And also, but the reconnection itself, the reconnection, that 2-session process I told you about,
mm-hmm.
that is a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Mm-hmm.
The reconnection has a different purpose than healing. For the healing sessions, people usually come because they've got something bothering them that they want, quote, fixed, and that's how they get to you or get to me. The reconnection is really a conscious choice, and the reconnection, the purpose of that is more for evolution, putting you on your life path, your growth, moving forward. It accelerates people's life purpose, getting onto their life, towards their life purpose, so to speak. So there's a different kind of intent or purpose to the reconnection, and that's only done once in a person's lifetime.
Well, the good news is that you can be with Patrice, and she's going to be at East West Books one evening and then the next day, so 2 occasions, Friday, December 11th, where she'll be showing a movie, The Living Light Cinema, The Living Matrix. It's 7:30 p.m., free, but call to reserve a place at 800-909-6161. In the movie, you're going to find out how the latest research in bioenergetic medicine can transform your understanding of how to get well and stay well. It's fascinating and inspiring new documentary featuring Dr. Eric Pearl, scientists, researchers, and health practitioners. Then the next day, you will be able to be with Patrice Saturday, December 12th, when she'll be doing Reconnective Healing Sessions at East West Books. They'll start at 11:15 a.m. and go until 6:30. It's $100 for a session. That's a 45-minute session, which includes 3 minutes of what she calls table time.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. I mean, 30 minutes.
But it could happen in 3 minutes. Healing's happening in an instant.
30 minutes. So do call East West Books to make your reservation at 800-909-6161, 800-909-6161. And if you call Patrice before January 1st, you are going to get a special offering on her sessions. Why don't you tell them briefly? We've just got a minute or two. Tell them briefly what that is.
I'm offering my healing sessions for 30 minutes on the table. That whole session will be 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm offering those for $100 rather than my normal $150 fee for the session. So, and you can get those for yourself and for your friends. So that's a great deal. And I would love to meet you guys.
In fact, she has gift certificates available. So call Patrice at her number, 707-953-9934, 707-953-9934. Now, I call Patrice a lot, and I can tell you from personal experience that this is a very busy lady. When I say she travels all over the world doing reconnective healing, I am not exaggerating, not even a bit. So call her while she's here. Catch her while you can, as I say. 707-953-9934. You can also email her at heartlight2001@aol.com. And, of course, all that's there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Patrice, thank you so much for having joined us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Bonnie, and have some wonderful holidays.
Thank you so much. Will you all stay with us as we will be back on the air today, 10 to 11 a.m. I promise you, Seeing Beyond.